At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, back in Sylvan Hills High School in Sherwood, and we are about ready to get this one underway. The Bombers 0-7 on the campaign. The Bears are 3-4 so far on the season. Bombers will be in the white road jerseys with the blue numerals and the gold trim. Bears in the blue uniforms, white numerals. They got blue on blue tonight.
And it looks pretty sharp.
It does. I like that.
I like blue on blue. I always have. Don't know why. I like white on white, blue on blue.
Kicking off for the Bears is Matthew Riley, a senior kicker. They had a great kicker last year. Another good one this year.
Yeah, he had both the place kicking and the punting duty, so you know he's got to be a pretty talented kid with his foot.
Opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. So Riley with the ball teed up at the 40. We're ready to get this one underway as light rain continues here at Sylvan Hills High School. It's a high end-over-end kick. This is going to bounce at the 5 and get into the end zone for the touchback.
I tell you how good a kicker he is. He took about 4 steps and kicked that thing. He didn't get the big 10-step, you know, the sprint at it. He put, you know, 4 steps into it, put the foot into it, and hit about the 3-yard line and skipped right on into the end zone. But it's going to be interesting how both teams respond, because it's been quite a while since they come out and loosened up tonight.
Yeah, and they didn't come out. They warmed up, then they had a very long senior night. A bunch of folks recognized, and they've been back in the locker room for a good half hour. And
yeah, nobody really came out and loosened up either.
No.
They kind of did their sprint onto the field, and let's see how it goes.
So the Bombers with the offense out there to start the ball game. Double wing formation for Mountain Home. Motion to the top side of the field. The handoff to the fullback, and Tata Bashirs is moving the pile for about a 5. Looks like a 6-yard gain out to the 26-yard line on first down.
You know, a little bit of change this week in the offense. Coach Maddox told us a little bit about it earlier this week. They really narrowed their splits down on the offensive line, dealing with the whole right side now is a couple of sophomores in there with one senior and Dylan Pausch to kind of push them in the right direction. But he said if we could average 3 yards a carry and we run our little wedge play tonight, that we might see that every snap tonight. And so far, that looks great.
This time for Bashirs, he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. No gain on second down.
The interior defensive line really did a number that time. Number 18 also came in. It looks like he's probably a linebacker, Brandon Donahue. You know, it's going to be interesting. Last week we saw the doubles in the spread. I think we could see that some tonight if Sylvan Hills plays really overly heavy in the box, and that's what they're doing right now.
Bojay comes in at that fullback position as Bashirs comes out 3rd and 4 for this Mountain Home offense. It's a 5-man front for the Bears. They've got 11 in the box. Handoff is Bojay, and boy, there's not much room. He's going to get a couple of yards, it looks like, out to about the 28. So 4th and about 1.5 yards, 4th and 2 or so coming up for Mountain Home. Going to mark him right at the 28.
Yeah, I believe actually they ended up being Stockton on a keep. He tried to pull it and get out on the end. You know, that's one thing we're seeing this double wing set, but we're seeing some of the plays that we were running this year earlier in the option package that are going to come out tonight and kind of work their way. They're kind of melding both together. Now we can look for another great Pausch kick and turn
you
this
bet.
Field over.
Boy, he had a couple of good ones last week, a 50 and a 57. 2 men back deep for the Bears. High snap. Dylan pulls it down. Rugby-style kick aimed towards the Bomber sideline. Bounces out of bounds, and this is going to be a short kick. It's going to go for about 15 yards. It goes to the 44, so a 16-yard punt.
Yeah, he didn't get good contact with his foot. It's almost like his drop was a little off. And it just, that rugby drop is totally different. You think of a punter dropping the ball straight down. You don't do that. You're running. You're dropping it out a little bit in front of you. And if you don't get good contact, these are the kind of punts that happen.
So we see the Sylvan Hills offense on the field for the first time. Corey Washington, the quarterback. They don't throw it a whole lot. They've got Jesse Watson, the big bowling ball type fullback, and DJ Smith, the tailback. Motion to the top side of the field. The fullback Watson is going to get the handoff, and he's going to battle his way down to about the 41 to pick up a 3 on first down. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, number 53 is not on the roster you handed me, but did a really good job defensively by that young man coming down and making that tackle, you know, stopping it for about a 4-yard gain.
Yeah, we don't have a 53 in the Mount Home roster. I don't know who is wearing 53. Unless Vin Lee has gone back to 53.
It's possible.
I think that was the number he wore before they switched him to 35. Here's a toss sweep to Smith. Smith is going to have a first down run to about the 32, 33-yard line, and the Bears have moved the chains.
And that is Lee. He was in on the tackle again along with Gage Lindsey.
They'll mark it to the 32 after a 9-yard gain. I was going to say, our vantage point here, we are not very high. Most press boxes are well above the field, and we're not much above the field at all here. It's a very small set of bleachers on this near sideline where we are. Smith starts right, cuts it back into the middle, breaks one tackle, and he's finally going to be knocked down inside the 30 at about the 29, a hard-fought 3-yard gain.
Very elusive. You could see that on that play. He actually ducked the tackle of Dawson Tabor. Tabor had him in his sights, and he just got low, went under that, and then the secondary came up and cleaned it up to get him down.
8:32 left in the opening quarter. Bombers go 3 and out on their first possession. This is the first possession of the night for the Bears. They'll send McCoy, who played quarterback for him last year, in motion. He's split out wide to the right side. Here comes that counter to the near side. And with the carry is Trayvon Cunningham, the backup tailback. He's going to take it inside the 25 down to about the 23-yard lines where they finally put it down. A pickup of 6.
Brad, you know, they're running an offense that you don't see very often anymore in high school football. This is just your true I formation. They've got one guy that's kind of a variant of a wing that's going in motion, and they really like to run some fly sweeps off of that as well.
So 3rd and 1 now for Sylvan Hills. And the fullback gets it. He's got the first down. This is Watson. And Watson, with a good gain, it was 3rd and 1. He's going to take it down to the 12-yard line, a pickup of about 11.
Right now, Sylvan Hills' offensive line doing a real good job of getting under Mountain Home and getting them off the ball.
Brody Patterson in on the stop that time for Mountain Home. And we mentioned in the pregame how they've switched from this spread offense down to this I, and it's worked well the last 3 weeks for them. DJ Smith, 380 yards rushing in the last 3 games. Here's a toss sweep to Cunningham. Cunningham cuts it to the outside. He's inside the 5. He's diving. He's in for the touchdown. Sylvan Hills will strike first with 7:15 left in this opening quarter.
They've got an outstanding block, offensive lineman that flowed out to the right side. Tatum Bashirs was in perfect position, and this lineman just really hustled out and pushed him, kicked him out of the play. And then once he got inside, there was no more contained. He was able to kind of shiftily zigzag his way to the end zone. It wasn't just a straight sprint. It was some pretty good footwork there on that run.
It was. A 12-yard touchdown run from Tavion Smith. And now Riley in to attempt the extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. 7:15 left opening quarter. Sylvan Hills with a 7-0 lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
All right, guys, we really need a miracle right now.
You're telling me
Those guys are monsters.
I've tried every play in the book, guys.
Not every play.
You mean the hot springs?
You want to win, right?
We haven't run that play since Jackie Robinson played hot springs spring training ball.
Go for it.
All right. It's the hot springs on three. Hut, hut, hike.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken by Logan Walker at about the 2-yard line. The return, he's going to make it to the 20. So that's where the Bombers will start their second possession of the night.
Can see that wind out there making that a little difficult to judge where that ball's going to go to, because it didn't look like he kicked it that hard. But that angle on the wind is driving it right to this end zone. Now we see Tabor in at quarterback, which should mean that we're going to see the doubles spread formation.
Yep. It'll be a four-wide formation for Mountain Home now, with Dawson Tabor in at QB. They'll actually have, they're trying to get lined up now. They got three receivers on the near side. They'll put send Pounce to the far side now. And we've got movement up front, and I believe Sylvan Hills just jumped off sides.
Well, this definitely shouldn't be delayed. We still had 5 seconds left on the play clock.
And it is offside against Sylvan Hills. So Mountain Home will get 5 free yards. First penalty of the night, and this one goes against Sylvan Hills. So first and 5 now for Mountain Home. Dawson working out of the gun. And the ball is given to Hershberger, and boy, there is not much there. That was well played by the front of the defensive line for the Bears. One of the first men there for the Bears, Jairus Howard, came in, and he was one of the first ones to make the hit. So second and 5 after a no gain.
Back to the double wing set.
Bombers moving left to right here in this opening quarter. Stockton now in a quarterback with his double wing, and he will give it straight ahead. And, boy, there is nowhere to go that time for the fullback. Is, boy, I tell you, they stood up the shears that time, and he's going to get progress back to the line of scrimmage. And that's about it. Well, they'll mark him at the 26. We'll give him a generous one. So third and 4 now for Mountain Home, and they switch out quarterbacks again as Tabor's back in, and I'll go to this 4-wide shotgun formation now. 2 receivers on each side. Hershberger is in the backfield. He's the setback. Hershberger, they fake it to him. The pass across the middle is incomplete. Looking for Logan Walker on a crossing pattern, and it's a little behind him, and it's going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, not the optimum weather weather situation tonight. Ball's going to be hard to bring in. Ball's going to be hard to hang on to and throw.
So the Bombers with their second 3 and out. Dylan Pausch will be in to punt for Mountain Home. Low snap this time. Does a good job. Gets away the kick. It's going to bounce at the 45, the 40, inside the 30, and going to be down at the 29-yard line. A much better punt that time. Looked like it may have, if it didn't hit the official, it got awfully close.
Well, the Sylvan Hills returner, Shawan Esteen, he looked at that ball like he wanted to pick it up, and then the Bombers were closing fast, and he thought better of that move, let it roll, and now we're down in the 30, and we're going to have to make them work for it.
45-yard punt. Much better that time after the 16-yarder his first time out. So the Bears with the offense on the field for the second time tonight. 5:47 left in this opening quarter. Sylvan Hills with the early 7-0 lead. Motion, they'll hand it to the motion man. That's Cunningham on the jet sweep, and he is going to make his way out to the 32-yard line. Gain of about 3 on the play.
Drug about 3 tacklers with him for the Bombers. Tabor was in there on the tackle along with Xavier Ivory.
Second down and about, he is just across the 31-yard line. So second and about eight here for Sylvan Hills. Out of the eye. The quarterback's going to keep it this time. This is Washington, and well played by the Bomber defense. A gain of maybe half a yard. We'll mark him out to the 32.
And didn't fool the Bombers on that one. He came right up and got stuck. There were several players in there. Aaron Talbert was in on there, the senior interior lineman.
4:45 left opening period. Sylvan Hills 7-0 lead. Big third down play now for this Bomber defense. It's third and about seven for Sylvan Hills from their own 32. And the toss sweep. They give it to Smith up the right side, and Smith is going to have the first down. He's out near the 40-yard line, and the Bears will move the chains. They convert on third down.
Doing a great job for Sylvan Hills of getting those linemen out there leading on their blocks. Big Dramer Lilly, he's the 292 guy. He's leading on a block, and you're a defender, a defensive back, or an outside linebacker trying to come up and take him on. You know, that's a tough task.
That is. So a fresh set of downs now for the Bears. The fullback Watson will get this handoff. Started right, cut, reverses his field, comes back to the left, slips at the 45 of Mountain Home, and down at the 44. He still has some more room to run. It's a first down for Jesse Watson. 5'7", 225, and he pulls off a big run here.
He's quick. You know, you don't think that when you see that size, 5'7", 225, but he's really quick. He was shut down and had a chance to stop him at the line of scrimmage. Weren't able to complete the tackle, and he was able to bust it back to the backside and break out for a nice run.
16-yard gain, so a first down now for the Bears. Rain picking up a bit here in Sherwood. And another fullback into the ball game now. This is Esteen who's into the game. He's got a big run. He's at the 15, the 10. Chase from behind, and he is in for the touchdown. Shawan Esteen from 44 yards out gives Sylvan Hills a 2-touchdown lead.
It gives you a totally different look. You know, he's checking in about 5'6", 5'7", 165. And once he broke several tackles, and the Bombers missed a couple of tackle opportunities on that play.
You don't see many fullbacks at 5'6", and 165. That's what he is. But he goes for 44 yards, and Sylvan Hills has scored on their first two possessions of the night. Riley's extra point is ugly but through and good. 3:36 left in this opening quarter. It's Sylvan Hills 14, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the kickoff by Riley, another good one. He goes into the end zone for the touchback, so Mountain Home for the third straight time will start their drive at the 20-yard line and see if they can get this offense going. Mountain Home with back-to-back three and outs offensively. 14-0, Sylvan Hills with the lead over Mountain Home. Decent-sized crowd from Mountain Home made the trip down.
Oh, pretty miserable weather night.
It is, yes. I'm going to say, I'm just watching the cheerleaders. Boy, I feel for them. They're out there in their rain gear and getting soaked Here's a penalty flag. This is against Mountain Home. It's going to be a procedure penalty, and that'll back Mountain Home up to the 15-yard line. First penalty against Mountain Home tonight. Nothing Sylvan Hills, and now the Bombers looking at a first and 15. They've got Tabor and a quarterback, so this is the package where they'll run four receivers. Play being signaled in from the sideline. Case Duren still out with his injury. He does a lot of work on that sideline, helping signal the play in. The handoff is to Hershberger, left side, and not much room there for Gage. He's going to pick up about a yard on the play, and that's about it.
Now Steen showing up big on both sides of the ball for Sylvan Hills now as well, coming to make that tackle.
Yes.
Looks like he's lining up at a safety spot, so they're not respecting this setup as far as the throwing capabilities.
Nope.
You're going to have to get some completed passes to get them to loosen up and get that running game going.
When the Bombers are in the double wing, Sylvan Hills had 11 in the box. Now in this spread formation, still a five-man front for the Bears. Tabor to pass, looking across the middle. It's tipped and incomplete, almost intercepted. The pass intended for Patterson. Khalil Muhammad was able to tip it up and almost picked it off.
And he was kicking himself that he didn't catch that ball.
It could have been. So,
but it was, it was a good pass route. He had a chance. That play was had a chance to be successful. Had an offensive line gave him the time to throw the football. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that can be a problem is when you're doing two sets. That means you can't give all the practice time to either one of them.
So third and 14 now for Mountain Home. Motion comes to the near side. The handoff is to the motion man, Sorrells, and he's going to cut it back in. Pick up about four on the play near the 20-yard line. So third and long, or rather fourth and long coming up, and the Bombers will be forced to punt once again. They'll mark him at the 21 with the 5-yard gain. And so it's fourth and nine at Mountain Home for the third straight possession. Will be forced to punt the football away. Just one man back deep now for the Bears, and that's Deontay Hutchinson. They were having two back and now just one. Are they coming after this one? Well, we'll have to find out after a timeout. They didn't have enough men on the field to have to waste a timeout. So we'll break with 2:07 left in this opening quarter. It's 14-0 Sylvan Hills. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
While your purchases at the Salvation Army Thrift Store in Mountain Home may seem like a good item at a bargain price, the Salvation Army sees your purchase turned into a warm meal for a hungry mouth, a bill paid for a home without a source of energy, and many other types of assistance that families in need face on a daily basis here in our city. My name is Brian Brindley, Corps Assistant Officer, encouraging you to shop at the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Truly is life-changing.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
So the Bombers punting on fourth and nine from their own 21-yard line, and Sylvan Hills with 10 man up, only one man back to return it. We'll see if they come after this one or not.
Be a good chance for Pausch to do the conventional kick and turn one over.
He gets the kick away. Gets run into, falls down. I don't know if he got run into, but he fell down trying to sell it. Didn't get the call. His punt out across the 50 down to the 47-yard line of Sylvan Hills, and that's where the Bears will start this next drive. 32-yard punt that time for Pausch. So Sylvan Hills from their own 47. They've had a six-play 44-yard drive and a five-play 71-yard drive.
And I know that Coach Maddox was looking for us to make those drives a little bit longer, you know, make them work more plays and try and see if he can get some turnovers out tonight.
DJ Smith with it. Well played by the front of the Mountain Home defense. Tabor, Bogie there for Mountain Home. And this is going to be a loss of one back to the 46. Actually, a loss of two back to the 45 is where they put it down.
good job there on those. You know, I think that they're sometimes in the weather like this, and sometimes a unfamiliar type offense you haven't seen this year. You know, it takes a little adjustment time. You know, if we can make the adjustments here, this is where we're going to see it. We've had two drives. This is the third, and we're going to have to tighten that up front to take that away.
Second and 12 now for the Bears. Toss sweep right side. DJ Smith, the tailback, with it. And he's going to slip one tackle, fall across the 50, and be down there. They're going to mark his knee down at the 50 after a five-yard gain.
He's lucky he didn't get caught for another loss. Dawson Tabor did a great job. He got penetration that time. You know, we haven't seen a lot of penetration from the Mountain Home defensive line this year. He got penetration, but the guard just shoved him down, and they were able to make a cutback to get the 5 yards.
Tabor comes out. Xavier Ivory into the ballgame now for Mountain Home. Has a couple of sacks on the season. He's in on what's could be a passing down, third and seven. Instead, it's a toss sweep to the near side. Smith trying to find his way. Check it. It's Cunningham who gets the toss, and Cunningham is going to find his way to about the 47. So fourth and four or five coming up here for the Bears. They mark it as a four-yard gain. So fourth and about three and a half here for the Bears. So they'll keep the offense out there, fourth and about three and a half. Coach Jim Withrow going to let the play, the game clock run down. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. He'll decide what he wants to do after the break. 14 to nothing, Sylvan Hills at the end of one. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.